pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Ohio State Michigan week. A little national perspective. We had it on the Brian Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Bill Connolly at ESPN joining us. So we just had more calls than I could take, Bill, and more tweets than I could take of Buckeye fans who are just terrified about Michigan and nervousness. And my pushback is that it really hasn't been much of a rivalry for quite a while. 14-1 the last 15 times out, just two wins in the last since 2000 for Michigan in this game, and the talent gap is pretty enormous. I mean, we took their assistant coaches last year. We took their linebacker coach, took their co-defensive coordinator, and put them on our team. And so you wrote for ESPN.com this week for ESPN Plus about what does a rivalry game do? Can you really throw out the record? So can you justify their nervousness or justify my confidence, sir?
Well, I mean, kind of both. Like, basically, if you take the names off the jerseys and you just look at the matchups, then there's a path for Michigan to win this game. You know, the one kryptonite, Ohio State seems to have is negative plays and avoiding negative plays, especially sacks, and that became a bit of an issue the other day against Penn State. And Penn State's got one of the better run defenses in the country, but they rendered Ohio State a lot less efficient running the ball than I expected, too. So Michigan can do those things, and their offense is at least improving. So, yeah, I mean, you can paint a picture there, but then when you put the names back on the jerseys and you remember some of the matchups that we thought that, you know, could take place, you know, last year, for instance, it didn't, then, yeah, you become a lot more confident in Ohio State at that point.
Bill, what matchup, if any, when you look at the two rosters, do you say, okay, yeah, I like Michigan's position group here?
Well, I mean, I do think that Michigan's defensive front is not probably the single best one they've had, but they can still they still get after the run game. They still close you down to 2 or 3 yard gains on the ground. They still rush the passer about as well as ever, especially now. There were times when that wasn't the case. So their defensive front versus Ohio State's offensive line, I think you could certainly lean towards Michigan in that regard. Otherwise, I'm not sure, obviously. That's why Ohio State's the best team in the country. But if you can find one advantage and maximize it, then you're going to give yourself a shot.
You know, Bill, you hit on that best team in the country. That's we've compared this team a lot to our 2006 team that was just so comprehensive, that was number one start to finish, and then, you know, had got a little fat maybe during that week as they prepared to play Florida in the national championship, not just literally but figuratively maybe. Maybe you start to hear how great you are for a month and it starts to soak in a little bit. But this team has no holes from our vantage point. We're great at special teams, really strong defensively, NFL players everywhere. Offensively can do about anything you want. If you need to run it like they did last week against Penn State, they can do that. They can throw it if they need to. They got NFL guys at receiver. Have you been surprised at how good this Buckeye team has been this year under Ryan Day, his first year on the job?
Well, I mean, it's definitely at least a little surprise when you think back to some of the things we were thinking about this team last year, both on defense with the glitches they were suffering, on offense with just the things they had to, you know, the run game was a little underwhelming and they had to replace most of the passing game as a whole. And so, yeah, I mean, it was easy to see Ohio State being good this year, but this good, it was going to take a little reach. But at the same time, when you recruit like Ohio State does, If Georgia or Alabama, the other teams that have been recruiting at this level, if they suddenly look like one of the best teams of all time, it's not going to be that much of a shock because you start to look around and realize, oh, hey, five-star quarterback, five-star running back, 4 and 5-star offensive linemen, et cetera. So if this was Purdue looking like this, it would be a shock. But
right,
just the raw talent that we know Ohio State has, it's never out of the realm of possibility that they're going to look like this.
Bill, do you think that it's hard for me to even get this sentence out of my mouth, but do you think that part of the fact that Ohio State already clinched the East, that, like, usually you're scared of the rivalry and a rival because they can take everything from you, right? But if Michigan wins a close game, they don't take everything from you, because I believe that if they win the Big Ten anyway, impressively, in the Big Ten title, and they're the one loss Big Ten champion, right, I think that they're in. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ohio State and LSU are both pretty comfortable in that regard, and that they can lose a game. They can't lose both, obviously, but they can lose a game and probably still be in the field. If both of them lose a game, then that gets kind of weird, I guess. But, yeah, they are comfortable in that regard. But at the same, like, if it weren't Ohio State, Michigan, I would think there'd be a good run there. But you would assume that no matter what else, no matter what the stakes are, when you realize you're playing Michigan this week, you're going to get, you know, your chest is going to puff out and you're going to be ready to play Michigan this week. So I would assume that with this rivalry in particular, that's not a problem. But, yeah, there's no question Ohio State has a little wiggle room here.
Bill Connolly, our guest, ESPN, Brian Heaton, Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Bill, let's look at the playoff picture and ramifications. I think that I'm with you. I think that the three are in, and I think they'll all win out, honestly. I don't know that Georgia has the offensive ability to hang with LSU. So if it's Ohio State, LSU, and Clemson in some order, then it's a battle for four. And for the sake of this conversation, let's pretend that it is. Who do you like the most getting to that four? And the hard thing here is this isn't a BCS formula. This is humans, and humans are subjective. And humans can be swayed by brands, and humans can be swayed by friendships. How do you kind of view that four spot?
It's funny. Speaking of weird sentences to try to get out of your mouth, I feel like we're maybe undervaluing Alabama's chances a little right now, because as wild as that may sound, because they are in a situation here where, you know, they already are ahead of Utah and Oklahoma, because that's what we're talking about. If Georgia doesn't beat LSU, and I think they've got a shot to, then we're talking about basically Alabama versus Utah versus Oklahoma. And if all those teams went out, then you're looking at a situation where Utah has a chance to beat Oregon, which will obviously be a good win, and they would get one more. They're not going to get a lot of credit for beating Colorado. But, you know, if they beat Oregon, but then Alabama goes and handles the team that beat Oregon and handles them better than LSU or Georgia did with their backup quarterback, it becomes kind of hard to leave Alabama out, I think. And obviously, if Mac Jones throws three picks and they win 10-6 or something, then that offers a pretty clear path for Utah to pass them. But if they look good against Auburn, they're going to plant the flag pretty far out there. Utah's going to have to just destroy Oregon, I think, to have a shot. And if the other team's Oklahoma at this point, I guess. And, I mean, A, they haven't looked like a national title contender in a month, and B, the committee hasn't really treated them as a contender all along. So I don't think there's really any way for them to make up ground.
Yeah, it's kind of our Cardale Jones thing that we had. You know, like Mac Jones they got to win, but then Mac Jones has to look good. You know,
right,
Cardale was
exactly.
Lights out in that game against Wisconsin. We just pummeled them. So then that allows for you to kind of rethink them a little bit. But the bonus that Alabama has versus us then is they're already ahead of Utah and Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we know that they revote every week, and weird things can happen. You know, back to 2014, not Ohio State hopping TCU, but Mississippi State randomly hopping Michigan State was just one of the strangest results we've seen, because there was neither team had played. There was no explanation. So technically, when they revote, they look at teams from a slightly different perspective, and Utah jumps ahead. But I think it does matter quite a bit that Alabama's ahead right now, and Utah's going to have to figure out. I mean, they're gonna see what Alabama did against them. They're gonna know what they face.
Yeah,
but they're gonna have to pummel Oregon pretty good, I think, to make up ground if Mac Jones looks good.
I know we're up against. I can't see any scenario where Utah gets in over Oklahoma or Alabama. I think Oregon losing last week was just crippling for them.
I think it hurts, but I think Oklahoma, the fact that they play Baylor again, a team they've already beaten, I think they're not going to get a lot of credit for that unless.
Well, they do get Bedlam though, Bill. They get Bedlam this week, and they're like 21 or whatever.
Yeah,
plus their brand.
Without Spencer Sanders, they maybe don't get as much credit for that, too. But you're right. They have two good games to Utah's one, so maybe they can make up ground. But I still feel – well, I just think Utah's better, and that might be clouding my vision right now.
No, you may have that. I know you got to run. Appreciate you, Bill. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, that's Bill Connolly. Yeah, I mean, I think it's – I think Utah might be better, too.
The fascinating thing was hearing Feinbaum this morning. Basically, he totally dismissed Oklahoma, said they have no shot.
He's wrong. He's absolutely wrong.
He said that the TCU win was not even. He goes, the way Jalen Hurts has played the last 2 weeks doesn't make you think that he could beat any of the teams up there. He actually.
Well, what in the heck makes you think Mac Jones
preaching?
Could.
He's also preaching that Alabama will be the fourth team in. That's what he thinks right now.
Okay.
Which is on brand. Naturally.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's. It. I mean, he works for the SEC Network. I get that. But like,
but I was blown away. I was like, oh. Okay.
Do not. I'm warning you. I've been on this for 2 weeks. I know they haven't looked great. That is a brand. That is a story. That is a quarterback. They have all three. They have all three even more than Alabama because Alabama doesn't have the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, like, Oklahoma has the brand. If they can get to 12-1, they will be a conference champion, and they will have a quarterback that they can sell who's probably going to be a Heisman finalist. Utah doesn't have that, and Alabama doesn't have that. Oklahoma's the one team that can go toe-to-toe with Alabama on brand if need be.
Oh, yeah.
I think Utah's absolutely done. I think they're done. I think that Oregon loss.
It'll be really
them.
Interesting where the committee puts Oregon.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it sure where they will. Put them, if they keep them in top 10, then they give Utah an opportunity.
Yeah, I don't see it.